Let's begin in rest pose, lying on the back, allowing as much of the body to contact the ground as you are able, from head to heels. If you have any problems with the lower back, bending the knees and placing the soles of the feet on the ground as if standing, aligning the shoulders, hips, and feet so that the spine is straight. If you care to, gently lifting the head, tucking the chin in slightly, and setting the head back down. Noticing the sense of a straight spine from the base of the head all the way down to the pelvis. Legs a bit apart, feet falling slightly outward. Arms lying alongside the body, and if it's comfortable, turning the hands to face palm up. Noticing how the ground accepts you, how gravity works so you don't have to, and bringing your attention to the sensations of the breath in the body, aware of sensations of rising and falling, expanding and contracting on in-breath and out-breath. And with each breath, allowing the ground to receive more of your weight, working less, trusting and accepting more. And when you're ready, breathing in, lifting the arms gently and allowing them to travel in an arc upwards to vertical. Noticing the sensations as they move through the air, and then allowing them to descend to rest on the floor, outstretched above the head. Pointing your fingers toward the wall behind you, and at the same time pressing the heels in the opposite direction, stretching the entire body. And relaxing the stretch and breathing out, allowing your arms to travel back through the arc slowly, aware of the sensations of movement, without anticipating their return to the floor, allowing an element of freshness of experience as they come to rest again at your side. And as you lie still now, noticing how you feel in your body, after having completed one mindful stretch. Once again, breathing in and allowing the arms to travel through an arc to come to rest on the floor above the head. And pointing the fingers in one direction and the heels in another. Feeling the stretch wherever it can be noticed in the body. Noticing any thoughts or feelings that may enter awareness. And as much as possible, allowing them simply to come and go like clouds in the sky, keeping attention centered on the sensations of the body. Now releasing the right side of the body from the stretch while maintaining it in the left side. Noticing the stretch in the left side and noticing the sensations in the right side as well. Now releasing the left side and stretching the right side, noticing the sensations in both right and left. Then, breathing out, allowing the arms to return through their arc to rest by your side. aware of how you feel lying in rest pose again. Aware of thoughts and feelings, and as much as possible, letting them go as you focus on bodily sensations right now, in this moment. Moving the arms from the sides to rest outstretched as a T. And if the knees are not already bent, bend the knees and bring the soles of the feet to rest on the floor as if standing. Aware of the sensations in the body in this position, aware of breathing. And on an out-breath, contracting the lower abdomen and moving the lower back down towards the ground, lifting the tailbone slightly and making as much contact with the back to the ground as is comfortable. Feeling this stretch. And on the in-breath then, relaxing the abdominal muscles and pressing the tailbone down to raise the lower back, noticing the sensations associated with this arch. On an out-breath, again, contracting the abdomen and lifting the tailbone. And on the in-breath, releasing the abdomen and pressing the tailbone down. And in your own time, following your breath, just rocking the pelvis. Noticing thoughts and feelings arising and allowing them to pass as clouds in the sky as you focus on the sensations in the body. Pausing. Aware now of stillness and sensation. Then drawing the knees up towards the chest and embracing them with the arms. Interlacing the fingers, perhaps. Breathing in this position. And on an out-breath, seeing if you can draw the knees a bit closer to the chest, finding the limit where you're comfortable and not passing it. Then, beginning with small movements, rocking gently from side to side, massaging the back. Aware of the sensations in the back. And if it's comfortable for you, bringing the head towards the knees. Again, not passing your limit of comfort. Learning to accept the limitations of the moment and knowing that limits change one way and another, both moment to moment and over longer periods of time. Coming to stillness. Lowering the head to the ground. Letting go of the right leg and extending it along the ground in front of you while continuing to hold the left knee to the chest. Stretching the right heel towards the wall and at the same time drawing the left leg closer to the chest. Noticing how much of the body is involved in this stretch. Investigating the face, perhaps. Is there tension generated there? And investigating the need for that tension. How does the stretch in the right leg feel without it? Is it possible to work with just the legs and arms in this posture? Then releasing the left leg and allowing it to stretch out along the floor, while simultaneously bringing the right leg up towards the chest and embracing it with the arms. Extending, stretching the left leg. What tension and looseness is required? And when you're ready, releasing the right leg, placing it back next to the left. Aware of the sensations in the resting body. In your own time now, rolling over onto your belly and coming to hands and knees, with the back parallel to the ceiling, like a table, coming into table pose. Then moving the knees outward a bit and the feet inward, perhaps with the big toes touching or almost touching. And lowering your buttocks back and down into this open triangle, the head and trunk moving downwards as you do this. And the arms can be outstretched with the forehead touching the ground between them. Or if it's more comfortable, you can fold the hands one on top of the other, rest the forehead there on the backs of the hands. This is child's pose, a rest pose for when we are working in this orientation on the ground. Adjust your body for comfort and rest. Breathe into this pose and experience the sensations in the body in this moment. Pressing down with the hands and raising the buttocks now to return to hands and knees to table pose. As you breathe in, arching the back so that the abdomen moves towards the ground. And lifting the head up, looking up and out in front of you. Then breathing in and out in this pose. This is cow pose. On an out-breath, contracting the abdomen and moving into cat pose by arching the back towards the ceiling and drawing the head down in between the arms. And breathing in and out in cat pose. And on an in-breath, moving back into cow pose, relaxing the abdomen and arching the back so the abdomen moves towards the ground. And with the head up, looking out. And when you're ready, moving back into cat pose. Abdomen contracted, back arching towards the ceiling, and head towards the chest. At your own pace now, moving back and forth between cow and cat, following your breathing. Breathing in into cow pose and out into cat pose. If you need to rest at any point in this or the next set of movements, feel free to pause and return to child's pose. So from cat or cow, coming back to table position. Becoming aware of sensations, breathing or heartbeat, perhaps. Focusing your visual attention now on a point ahead of you to steady yourself. Then releasing the weight from the right knee and extending the right leg out behind you. Holding it out parallel to the ground with the toe pointing back. And then unweighting the left hand, lifting the left arm and pointing it forward parallel with the ground. The fingers pointing forward and balancing. Noticing what's required to achieve this. What tiny motions, what big motions, shifts, adjustments. Feeling free to touch down as you need to remain steady, relatively. And drawing the arm and leg in now to resume table pose. Then removing the weight from the left knee and stretching the left leg back, while at the same time unweighting the right hand and stretching out the right arm. Stretching. Holding. Adjusting. Aware of the whole body's involvement at this moment. Now drawing the arm and leg back and coming to stillness. Noticing the breath and perhaps the heartbeat in this moment. Perhaps a sense of warmth from exertion. Then coming down to the ground and resting on your belly, aware of sensations, thoughts, feelings in this moment. Letting thoughts and feelings go by without following, without attaching to them. And in your own time, rolling over onto your back. Bending the knees and bringing the soles of the feet to the floor as if standing with the feet close together. Bringing the arms out in a T position and letting both knees very slowly fall over to the right, keeping the shoulders on the ground. And turning the head to face to the left. Looking out over the left arm and hand. Sensing this stretch throughout the body, how far does your awareness extend? and bringing the knees slowly back up to center, and allowing them to fall slowly to the left, while turning the head to face right to look out over the right arm and hand. At your own pace, doing a few of these spinal twists, aware of sensations along the back and throughout the body. And bringing the knees to center and to stillness. And on an out-breath, extending the legs along the ground. Assuming rest pose. And resting now at the end of this session. Acknowledging the effort, the care, and the caring for yourself that you bring to the practice of mindful yoga. And when you're ready, ending this practice session, opening the eyes if they've been closed, and considering bringing the sense of caring and caring for yourself into the rest of your day.